this case. Third, my beloved precautionary principle. I did say, and I want to repeat that, but in this House and a lot outside the House, there is no serious debate on the PP. People are attached. It's like a love relationship or a hate relationship. That is not what I stand for. I stand for an analytical approach and a functional approach. And we should get back in Europe and not shoot ourselves in the foot. Of course we need the precautionary principle, but then the proof must be heavy before you use it. Look all the economic articles on the gigantic costs when precautionary principle options are available and when there is no good case. The costs are gigantic. Imagine that in the BSE scandal, the recommendations of some of the people who proposed the precautionary principle in clearing out the BSE scandal, the cost would have been 20 to 25 times as high as they now already were, and they were 0.5% of GNP in Britain. So what I want as analysts is that people take a functional view, and that's what I advocated. So in the case of GMOs, I want to know whether there is scientific evidence of risk. That is what you start with. And I accept fully that in 1990, 1995, we didn't know yet. As Professor Graham said, you might want to buy time for a while. Perfectly all right. I have no problem with that. What I have a problem is that after 20, 25 years, with thousands of investigations, with independent, truly independent scientists all over the place, don't find nothing. That we then define this. 23 national associations, that's not emotion. I am not claiming I know. They have the right to claim that they know. And that is what I want, rationality and functionality back in it. That's all I meant. Nothing more, nothing less. Thank you.